Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker, and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Very happy to have you here, to have you share with us your view for energy again, and share with us this really sacred space. Very grateful to each and every one of you, because your presence, it's what makes these experiences that we are having here in the show possible. So thank you everyone. And also, I'm so thrilled that Charusila, Grace, and Presence are joining us on the show. Very happy. It's the first time they are here with us, and really, I love the energy they bring and the presence they embody through their energy and also the messages that they share. And very excited about what we'll be talking about with them today. So as I mentioned in the email and Facebook posts, we'll be talking about soul contract evolution, and also how to shift our perspective and about the challenges that we are experiencing in our daily life, as we are constantly like receiving accelerated energies, and also we'll learn about the potential that is available for us through this evolution and in the incarnation the potential of why we are we incarnated in this time and space. So this is a very, very exciting topic and very important to all of us. And in the second part of the call, as always, we will have a Q&A. We will take questions from you. So Charusila and Presence will answer your questions through that. And after that, toward the end of the call, they will guide us on a guided group process and activation. So stay tuned for that. Before we start, I will just share with you a little bit about them. So, Charusila Grace is a transformational energy healer with the capacity to bring you into alignment with your soul purpose and authentic self-expression. She is able to see through the veils to support your system to release the blockages that inhibit your full divine purpose from revealing itself. And about Presence, as a natural healer and teacher, people close to Presence noticed her magic from a young age. Her spiritual and healing apprenticeship began pretty much at birth. So she has trained in many modalities over the years, including Reiki, trauma release, grief counseling, axial tunnel therapy. And she trained to be a Tibetan Lama for a year and uses an incredibly powerful healing mantra transformation to facilitate deep cellular transformation. Very, very excited about the call today. And Charusila and Presence, thank you so much for being here. We are very happy to have you with us.
Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you. I've been looking forward to this call for quite a while, and I know Presence has been too, so we're really thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much to both of you. Very honored to have you with us here. And before we start the discussion, I shared a little bit about you, but I would love if you can maybe share a little bit more about your story, just our audience maybe to have an idea about your work and how you came to share your gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be very happy to share a little, and then I'll invite Presence to share. So for me, I was kind of naturally intuitive and psychic as a child, but my family are very, normal, and they are accountants, and so they didn't celebrate any of that. They just thought it was a bit weird. But when I was 21, I went to India for the first time on a one-way ticket by myself. I just had that yearning that I needed to go there. And during my time there, I took my first Reiki training. And it was just a profound moment of coming home, the end of that course. It was like everything in my being just said, like, yes, relax, like, oh, I'm here. And this is where I'm meant to be. This is what I'm meant to do with my life. And so that was a real revolutionary moment for me. And I spent the next 21 years basically focusing on honing and building those gifts and understanding at a very deep level how to make a difference for all the beings that I come across, because I think my heart sees what is happening in the world and at the same time sees the potential inherent in every human being. And in that mismatch between how we're not expressing our potential and what is our potential, sure, that creates that tension in my heart, you know, that says I want to make a difference. I really want to see human beings bringing their full potential out. And I know that healing is kind of the way through to bringing that potential out. It's not that we don't have the potential, we have to create it. It's that we have the potential, but we have been layered, you know, we've cloaked and masked and hidden through past lives and through family and ancestors. And this time really feels like the moment when we can peel off all of that masking and that cloaking and let our full potential shine. And so that's what inspires me every day and why I just love what I do and love the work that myself and Presence do together, because it really supports the removal of those veils and those blockages that prevent that full potential from showing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And Presence, can you also share with us a little bit about your gift and story?
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. We hear you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was introduced to the spiritual path early in life. My mother was diagnosed with a crippling spinal disease and given 6 months to live when I was around 7. And that brought us to India. I studied she studied with a teacher that became well known as Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh and later Osho. Mm-hmm. And we lived in his community in India and Pune, and then moved to America to live in his ashram in Oregon. And so I learned to meditate when I was about 7. And my father was also he was a Catholic priest, but he was also a naturopathic doctor. And I think part of the desire to serve in some ways also came from him in some ways. He had built a mission in Madagascar as a priest, and then when he became a naturopathic doctor, he saw clients from all over the world. So I became interested in you know, how people heal, both physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and watched both of them both heal others and heal themselves in various different ways, using various different modalities and also very different paths that they both traveled. But both of them healed themselves, actually, of diseases that they were given 6 months to live and way outlived them by years and years and years. My mother's still alive. My father did pass away, but not until many, many, many years after he was told he had, you know, 6 months. And I think I went to my own, as many healers do. I did many years of, I started doing healing work at an early age. I called it massage. I didn't really call it healing, but I had many miraculous experiences that I was always in awe of as much as my clients. And then, as I think many healers do, I had to go through my own healing crisis, and where I realized that I was much more comfortable in the giving mode than the receiving mode, and that I was really not as comfortable being vulnerable and asking for assistance. So I went through kind of a dark night of the soul, partially assisted through that process with a Tibetan Lama, who then later asked me to take the lineage over, which was a huge gift to a female as a Westerner especially. And I found it an incredible, incredible process in teaching. Studied it for a number of years, but training to be a Lama was a whole other world. And I still use many of the things I've learned. I got many powerful empowerments for healing and for mantras that I find are very effective. but I also realized that it wasn't my path to be a Tibetan Buddhist monk, because it still is a religion, even though it's the closest to any kind of religion I would ever want to be a part of. And I think that in order to be of service to others, it is important for me that I am not attached to any one religion, because I really find that all religions, including the Catholic faith, which my father was prescribed to, have their own sacredness in them. And ultimately, you know, that saying, all paths lead to Rome, all paths lead to God. Ultimately, if the devotion and the care and the intention is there. So I've spent many years supporting others in that process, and I'm excited to be encouraged back into it by Charu. She's been a huge inspiration and support to me in that regard, and we're now working together to doing it. So that's what brings us here, and I'm excited to work with each of you, whether it's individually or as a group, and to share a little bit more on this call.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Presence, and also Charusila. You have really very inspiring journeys, so thank you. Thank you again for sharing them with us. And as we are talking about soul contracts, evolution, earlier you mentioned how our relationships with people we interact with, our family, our ancestors, like they all help us to help us in our growth and evolution. So I would love if we can talk about that and also what is the soul contract or the types of soul contracts related to those relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I use this word soul contract because several years ago, I was really shown. I was given an experience of returning to the moment before I incarnated, and the agreement that I made, even for the most difficult parts of my journey, I could see my soul in that moment of kind of literally signing a contract. I could see that my heart was overjoyed by all of these opportunities. It was. From the soul perspective, I was like, yes, like, oh my gosh, and I'm so grateful to these beings, even the family or the friends or the strangers who are going to play even these most painful roles. I'm overjoyed. And then of course I was shown the coming into form in my mother's womb and the coming into form through the birth process and the shock of what that meant when translated into the physical realm. And so this this experience of the profundity of the soul contract, of how much love between each of the souls within that soul contract, and yet how intense that soul contract is when it manifests in physical form, is extraordinary. Presence actually has an amazing story that she may share very briefly with us about her experience of this soul contract in the middle of a very scary situation, might give you a little bit of a insight into what we mean by that.
Some number of years ago, I was hitchhiking against my better judgment, and actually intuitive instinct not to get into the car that I ended up getting into. I found myself in a situation where I both got to see that, one, my intuition worked, and that sometimes in that case it needed to be overridden in order to have that experience, because it led to many, many things in my life that was sort of seemed to be a traumatic experience, but it turned into something very positive. I had several opportunities to get out of the car, and at the time I used sort of a spiritual bypass to talk myself into that I was judging this fellow unfairly, and so I should not react until he made it really obvious. And I was in a car in an abandoned street far away from anywhere new people and cars and places that I could, you know, call for help. And my side was blocked by a wall, so there was no way out of the car. And when he began to you know, attempt to rape me, I punched him, but I didn't want to hurt him, so I didn't punch him very hard. And I guess he thought I was, you know, an easy target, so he hit me extremely hard. And I kind of started to black out. And as I began to black out, I heard, "Don't black out. If you black out now, you will not wake up. You can't black out." And it was sort of like an internal guidance system that came up. And I screamed, and the first things out of my mouth were, "My father did this to me. If you want to do this to me, you're going to have to kill me." Up until this point, I had never had any recollection of anything like that happening with my father. So it kind of became something that opened the doorway to those memories over a period of years that I had completely repressed. But what was even more amazing is, in that moment, I also became aware of the rage and the grief and the trauma that was in my body and in all of the cells of my body, which is one of the things that Shaoru and I are really good at releasing from people together when we work together often. Shaoru perhaps knows how to work on it with the lineages. I work on it more on a physical level. But all of that trauma and rage was trapped in my body, and I became aware of it, and I became aware of the power of that energy and the ability that I had in that moment to unleash it on this man. And I knew I could tear him apart with my bare hands, and he would not stand a chance. I knew it. And it was kind of appealing to do that for a moment, and I think no one would have faulted me for it. But I realized that was not the choice I wanted to make, and I did not want to hurt him. So I channeled more of an acting ability, and I acted completely insane. And I used that same energy, but instead of using it physically, I used it through my voice and my mannerisms. And I scared him so badly that he thought he had Damien in the car with him. And I pretty much went from somebody who was like very shy and quiet and, you know, sweet and excused herself when he was touching me in the car when I didn't want him to, to this person who like turned into Damien. But in that moment, it was like the sky opened up as I made that decision not to hurt him. And I saw, because of that decision, I think, I saw a contract that we made pre-embodiment to have that experience together. And when we made that decision, it was very, very clear to me in that moment as this was happening that we had, out of camaraderie and love, made this agreement, this contract to have this experience together, and shook hands on it. And we did it with a open heart. You know, it wasn't like soul to soul. It wasn't with any malice intent. It was sort of more like, okay, we're going to play this out, okay? And I knew that beyond the shadows of a doubt. It wasn't something I'd read it before, those that potentially we choose our parents and we write our scripts for our lives, but I've never experienced it, and I'm not somebody who ever takes something on unless I have an experience of it. And this was an absolutely visceral experience of it. I believed it completely. And through that awareness, then was able to access skills and gifts that I wouldn't have had otherwise. In fact, after I helped him push the car into the light because he couldn't see the car to start it, his hot wire car, I ended up having to run for my life, and I my legs became bionic. So it shows that when we access that energy and that truth to our greater self, we become portals and abilities available to us that we would not otherwise have.
Wow, that was very inspiring. Thank you so much, Presence, for sharing that. And it shows the power when we honor ourselves, and also when we take decisions that honor ourselves and also based on love, mm-hmm. like the yeah. shift that can create. And may I also Presence, if possible, because I understood everything you said, just there is some background sound
that is
coming. But if you can maybe try to call in again and see
okay.
if...
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And Yeah, that was very, very beautiful story. Charo, I would love also if we can talk about, because when we talk about soul contracts, there are some contracts that the kind of relationship it's based on support. So this supports us on our journey and in embodying our gifts. And also, like you shared in before, there are also like some contracts that the support is embodied in the form of challenges. We have some, we experience challenges with some people. So I would love if we can talk how we can like move through those kind of relationships that are very challenging, because sometimes we want either maybe to escape from them or just we try to change them. But is there a different way that we can, where we can see the potential from those kind of relationships without trying to force change on them?
Yes, that's such a great question. I love that. Yes, and exactly what you said. I work a lot, we work a lot in the healing work with reframing the perspective that we look from. So our societies are kind of rooted in opposition, like, oh, bad, push it away, good, pull it towards me, this is what I want, I'll have it, this is what I don't want, I'll push it away. But what, in general, the light workers that I see, that we connect with in the healing field, very often the light workers who have come to really fulfill on a big soul contract have often agreed in that soul contract to also have some really big challenges, because through challenges that we grow a strength, a resiliency, a capacity to hold clear boundaries, to respect ourselves, to have compassion and unconditional love. Without challenges, we would remain, in general, the human tendency, unfortunately, in our societies is a little bit to become numb and sleepy and a little bit complacent, like, okay, I've got food on the table and a roof over my head and I'm comfortable, so I'll just, you know, watch TV and not do anything. So sometimes the challenges are actually the most profound gift. And when any of us and each of you on the call can choose to, how to describe that, like to believe, to imagine that the person who is challenging you is actually your biggest gift. The bigger the challenge, the bigger the gift that your soul wanted to learn, always. Now, this is not our common view. I understand that. So I'm not expecting you overnight to go from like, I hate it to I love it. But when you can find in your heart the capacity to say, okay, I don't like this situation, but if my soul had chosen this situation, if there was a gift or a quality or an experience that my soul had chosen, what would it be? And when any of us can find the capacity to ask that question in the face of our challenges, we open the door for the soul to answer. We open the door for that soul contract to start revealing itself. And we start to see ourselves through the mirror of, let's say, like a type of self-respect, because we begin to see that who I am at a soul level is brave, courageous, resilient, dedicated, compassionate. We start to relate to ourselves differently. Where before the world had told us, oh, you're getting challenges because, you know, you're failing or you've done something wrong or, you know, you've got bad karma from a past life. Suddenly, we get a totally new perspective on our soul expression. And we realize, oh my gosh, if I chose these challenges, it is because I'm strong. It is because I'm dedicated to a bigger mission. My soul committed to something beyond what I would have experienced if there had been no difficulty. And so the change in perspective can provide an incredible reorientation even in how we see ourselves. And this is the gift, not just to change how we see the situation, but how we see ourselves.
Yeah, that was so beautiful. So in fact, it's mastery is not trying to look away or to run from the situation, but to go mm-hmm. through it and find the potential in it, and
yes.
like embody our own power. Even though we receive like some challenging behaviors from others or rejection or any mm-hmm. Kind of challenging behavior. So yeah, that was beautiful. And also as we are like now in these times, like we talk a lot about ascension and awakening and embodying the new energies that are coming to Earth. So from your perspective, what we are called to maybe to do or to be to go through this to be able to flow with these accelerated energies with less mm-hmm. resistance and with more ease and grace.
Yeah, I think again it's a really important question, because we're living at such a pivotal time, and there are many souls that have chosen to come to Earth at this time, because in the midst of the kind of global challenges that we can perceive, there is also a cracking open occurring, where our divine gifts in each and every human being can come to fruition more quickly, more powerfully, more freely than ever before. You know, we can look in human history and see how much we have suppressed the creatives, the mavericks, the healers, the spiritual teachers. We've harmed them in so many ways. And in on a global scale, this is the first time in human history where essentially every person has an opportunity to hear teaching, to be exposed to healers and teachers and guides who can actually support you on your evolutionary path. And instead of having to, you know, traverse mountains to find this one rumored, you know, teacher living like in another country from you, now we can just connect with each other via the internet. We can form tribe and community in a way that was never before possible. And even if we live in isolated environments, we can have the experience of being supported on the path and guided and held in a way that, you know, previously you would have had to join a monastery or dedicate your whole life to one teacher in order to receive that support. So this is such an incredible time. And when we talk a little later about the group healings that myself and Presence facilitate, this is a really big part of it, because we can all see that while the light is getting lighter, the dark is getting darker. And the importance of gathering together with other beings who know the light, who honor the light, even if it's a tiny seed inside of themselves. This gathering together strengthens each one of us and helps us to grow in ways we could not do alone. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Presence?
No, I think you said it beautifully. And I think Am I muted?
No, we can hear you.
Can you try again? Like your voice, it was the volume. It was a little bit low.
Oh, I think she said it so beautifully. I don't even
okay.
want to add anything. I
okay.
what she spoke about. I guess the only thing I would say is having gone through my, as I spoke earlier about going through a dark night of the soul and you know, for my own difficulties. I thought for many years I was a humble person until I went through some of these things that I thought I would never go through because I thought I had the resources and the skills and the spiritual practice that would carry me through anything. And when I had to face some of these very difficult times, my own trauma, and I'm sorry, there's somebody walking around my house making my dog bark. When I had to go through some of these very difficult times, it really taught me that I wasn't as humble as I thought I was, and I needed to learn more humility than I didn't realize it until I realized I hadn't been fully humble.
Mm-hmm. So we have fun. Thank you.
I'm going to mute myself so that my dog doesn't disturb.
It's okay. You want to participate also.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Presence, and also Charusila. I want to share a feedback. It's a really beautiful feedback from Tina about her experience. She said, mm-hmm. I have looked back at my daughter's dad relationship. May have been the worst relationship, but there was a sound on the background. I said, I have looked back at my daughter's dad relationship. May have been the worst relationship, but I tell my daughter I feel blessed because he gave me the best gift. He gave me you. I actually mm-hmm. have love for him. I wish someday he will find peace for himself. He is still, after 16 years, not able to really talk to me.
Mm. That's beautiful, Tina. And it's exactly this attitude shift that we're talking about. You're embodying it so perfectly, and I really appreciate you sharing that. That in whenever we can find that silver lining, whenever we can find that yes, that even though this is a difficult situation, the gift that comes out of it is so profound. The more we open that to that perspective, the more that we surround ourselves with like-hearted souls who are willing to look with those eyes and celebrate even when we're challenged, the more that we can evolve as a collective. And this is what is really being called for right now. That's why we're talking about the soul contract, but we're talking about the evolution of this soul contract. So how can you step forward and keep evolving and growing so that every part of your soul contract can fully manifest in this incarnation? You don't have to wait to some other lifetime to do it, that it can happen right now. And that's a beautiful example of that, Tina.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Tina, for sharing your experience. And thank you, Charusila, for your comments. Can we take questions from the audience?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. So, yeah, everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right. We have a caller from Libertyville. Phone number ending with 0217. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What is your name?
Hi. My name is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. I haven't been on any webcasts with you for a while, Charu, but I have in the past, and it's wonderful to hear your voice again and hear you out in talking about this great subject. I'm wondering if you can, I'm not really sure what the kind of questions I'm supposed to ask, but I'm wondering about my relationship with my husband. That is a it's not a, not a hugely difficult, but there is difficulty, and wondering what you can see about that, or see for me what I need to do or what I'm learning.
Definitely. So immediately what I see when you ask that question is that the reason why the challenges are occurring is because there is a bit of a vibrational mismatch between you. And your partner is more rooted in what we could call a lower vibration, where his consciousness is more, it's denser, and it's more involved in the kind of the day-to-day stuff of being a human being, and his consciousness hasn't opened yet to, let's say, like a flowering to the higher realms, we could call it. Your energy system it's more subtle. Your consciousness is more aware of what is beyond the veil. You're perfectly functional in the human realm, but your consciousness is more expanded. And so the mismatch is occurring because it's almost like you're speaking a different language, or, you know, like one person's looking out from the fifth story of the building, another person looking out from the first story, and then they're arguing about what they see. But of course, they're seeing from a totally different perspective. So it's not that either person is seeing incorrectly, it's just where they're seeing from. So from your side, the biggest gift you can give yourself is letting yourself tell the truth about your vibrational reality. Accepting the fact that his vibrational reality is different than yours, but not denying yours or pretending that you need to live at his vibrational reality. And at the same time, making sure that you surround yourself or connect yourself with people who have a vibrational reality closer to yours, so that you can receive the affirmation for the way that you see what you're seeing from the fifth floor window, that other people who are living on the fifth floor can be like, yeah, I agree with you. I can see that, you know, that tree or that bird flying, where the person on the first floor is going to be like, no, there's just, you know, there's just fences and cars in front of me. Like, it's going to be a very different reality. So that's the key for you to be responsible for that, to just accept that that's the reality, and do everything in your power to support your vibrational reality, not in a separatist way, like my vibrational reality is different than yours, but just what we can tend to do, especially as women, is we can tend to undermine our reality and try to go lower to meet the people that want us to meet them. But this time, and what we're talking about in this soul contract evolution, one of the first steps, they call it claiming the crown. It means that you take ownership of where you are, and from there, you make decisions from where you are. But you can't really make decisions and see where to go until you accept where you're standing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Is there any suggestions that you have of, you know, staying in a relationship with somebody that's, you know, got a lower vibration, even accepting that? And but me, I definitely have been taking many steps lately to accept that higher vibration and that community that I've reached out to and kind of gathered around me. But I'm just trying to figure out if there's a way to relate in a way that's, like you said, not undermining mine and then not demeaning his, right?
Yes, exactly. So just like the person on the fifth floor can walk down to the first floor and look out through that window and see where that person's seeing things from, and then come back up to the fifth floor, in the same way, you can validate what he sees, but keep honoring to yourself what you see. Don't require him to see what you see. For him to climb up to the fifth floor does take more. You can definitely pray for that. You can definitely ask for guidance. And yes, there are definitely times where I will, you know, if we were to do more in-depth work, we would look into it. And I may say, yes, you may find yourself transitioning out of this relationship mm-hmm. in order to evolve further, because his energy system looks like it's not going to transform. And, you know, conversely, the opposite could be true. I could be like, hang in there, and 6 months down the line, something's going to happen, and he's going to have a wake-up call, and he's going to come up to that fifth floor pretty fast. You know, we don't know until we look deeply, but it is that when you honor yourself, but you honor him where he is and don't need him to change, then it becomes easier, as I said, to start making a decision, because you can really see what happens when you both allow each other to be as you are.
Makes a ton of sense. Thank you so much for,
so
for answering that.
And may
my pleasure, absolutely.
May I just add a little something to that?
Would love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. I just want to speak as somebody who's done a lot of that in my life, choosing partners who weren't a vibrational match for me, and thinking that the way to be the most loving person was to just unconditionally love and accept them the way they were. And not realizing that actually choosing partners that weren't aligned with me in that sort of vibration really undermined my own evolution and growth. I think there's also a point where in our growth where we may lift someone up just by being ourselves fully, and then that can be a benefit. But one of the things that can be very helpful is to have the conversation of what are you committed to in your past? Because that tends to make it very clear, like asking yourself, what is it that I want my life to be about? What is it that I'm committed to? What do I want to grow into and move towards? And once I have clarity on that and then articulate that to my partner, and say, okay, so, and what is it that you, without judgment, without needing it to be one way or the other, or saying one is better than the other, just finding out what each person is really committed to. And he may say, or she may say, whoever the partner is, may say, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then let's find out, and can you get back to me on that? And if you don't have any idea, it also can mean if they can't get back to you, it clearly means that you know, in this case, your husband isn't really looking to evolve in any way.
Right, yeah.
And that kind of thing tends to then make it clear to both people that you're on different paths.
Yeah.
And at that point, one thing that can be helpful is to sit, whether he meditates or doesn't meditate, even if just you do it, but to sit together and ask, what is the highest form of this relationship? How do we serve the purpose of our union? And what form would most serve that purpose? And then just sit with that question. It doesn't have to be answered immediately. You might live into the answer. You might just ask the question. But you'll find, my experience is, you'll find that you'll live into the answer to that question together and individually.
That's awesome. Very cool. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Pleasure.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Diane. Much love.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Beautiful. And thank you so much, Presence, and Charu, for your guidance. That was very, very inspiring. So let's take another question from the webcast from Britt L. Alfaker from Bozeman. Hello. Thank you so much for your perspective about life's challenges. A few years ago, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer and had many medical challenges throughout treatment. And though it was painful and has changed my life forever, I always felt grateful on some level for the lessons that I've learned and the new eyes that I now see with. I believe this journey helped me to awaken. Is there anything still in my way from fulfilling my purpose? I feel like I have so much more to give, but it hasn't been obvious to me yet, and I'm excited to be my most authentic self.
Beautiful question and journey that you've been through. What I pick up for you is a little like what I shared with Diane about claiming your crown. It's as if your system energetically is still divided. Part of you is back where you were before the thyroid cancer and thinking that you needed to stay there. Maybe that was familiar, it was comfortable. And part of you is here in the present, having gone through this tremendous healing journey, this powerful spiritual awakening. But right now, the two parts of yourself are a little bit like what I was sharing with Diane on a internal level. So you have these two different vibrational realities and they're not completely cohesive with one another. So for you, the biggest gift you can give yourself is really honoring and celebrating this journey that you've been on and gently dialoguing with the parts which are still rooted in the past and rooted in the old way of being prior to the health journey that you went on, and inviting those parts to recognize that for all of the gifts that they have and the wisdom that they held and the way that they supported you in life, that they too can come into the present, that they too can evolve and join you on this powerful healing journey that you're on. So we want to just harmonize all of yourself into the present, and definitely healing work and emotional and energetic support is going to be very beneficial for you in that process, because there are certain things in the part of yourself from the past which are afraid to come into this new evolution. So get support. Whatever you have, or reach out to us, we can definitely help you with that. But the more that you can bring yourself, all of yourself, on board with this spiritual growth and trusting this process, then the faster you'll be able to bring your gift fully online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
My pleasure.
It is interesting, as you were, before you actually started speaking, I started to feel. Because of the way I work when I do healing work, a lot of times I feel things in my body, which tends to be stronger when I'm doing long distance work. But I had a very strong sense of that part of my body before your question came in. And the thyroid is such a powerful. That you call it an organ in regulating things, that part of what I think might be helpful is to, I don't know if you've done much looking into what the thyroid represents, but that's something you might want to do if you haven't already. There's also something called thyroid yoga. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but maybe something to look into. I'll let you do your own research on that. But I sense in your question a longing for something, and I don't know if that's accurate, but whatever it is that you're longing for, if you can sort of bring yourself, almost like you're sitting in a, having this visual of you sitting almost like in a carriage where horses are sitting in the path, and almost like that longing is a road that moves you forward towards something, and seeing yourself holding the reins of this horse and sitting in that carriage in the throne, per se, as the authentic you that you are, even if you feel like a part of you is compromised. knowing that whenever one thing is taken away, something else is always given, always. I know that because I've experimented a lot with taking senses away, like going blindfolding myself for 10 days or going not speaking for 10 days or things like that. And every single time I found that depriving myself of one thing, something else became stronger. So there's always that. And so in following and letting those, like holding those reins and following that longing towards what is moving you towards, and maybe sitting back and letting the horses kind of carry you on that path to see where it takes you. And asking as you do that, what is the blessing that is coming from the situation? What is the gift that I'm going to be receiving because this occurred, and how can I share that with the world around me? And bless you, by the way, for for your question and where you started and where you're going already. And much, much love.
Sorry, I was muting myself. I was saying thank you to both of you for the answer and beautiful guidance. And also thank you, Brett, for your question and also sharing your experience with us. Thank you so much, and sending you much love. If possible, presence, because this time like the sound in the background was louder. I don't know if it's possible maybe to call in via your phone instead of the web call.
I'll call in and again. Sorry about that. I don't know what that is.
All right. That was really wonderful. And so now I would love if we can, we will take maybe a couple questions after in a little bit, and also we'll do the group the group process. But now I would love if we can talk a little bit about the programs that you are both of you, Charu and Presence, offering to our audience. These are really, really beautiful and powerful group healing sessions, distance healings, and private sessions with both of you, and also meditation mantra from Presence. So very excited about those packages. So I would love if maybe we can talk a little bit about those, what our audience can experience through those different modules. And I would love to share the link so our audience can follow with us. So everyone, I invite you to visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Charusila, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Charusila, CHARUSILA. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Charu and Presence, can you please share a little bit about those packages?
Yes, absolutely. It would be a pleasure to. So we wanted to create this package for all of you with the two of us, because there's it's such a gift to create connection and community in this process of soul contract evolution, as we talked about earlier. And we really give you the best possible opportunity to connect with all that you have to offer, all the ways that your soul can really evolve in your gift, your offerings, the opportunity that your soul came here to experience. So there are several parts to what we're offering. The first part are four live group healings, and these are really a very, very beautiful way to be supported energetically, emotionally, spiritually, and to recognize that you're not alone, to recognize that these forces of light are with you, and that this path that you are on is a path which many other beings are walking. And I know it can be hard to trust this if we're living in the presence of others who don't have the same interests or don't have such a high vibration. It can also be very difficult to know this if you're somebody who's faced a lot of challenges and you've taken on the belief that the reason you've faced challenges is because there's something wrong with you, that you're a problem. So these group healings are a way for you to connect with the gifts of your path, to connect with the incredible love and dedication of your soul that has brought you these experiences. So in the group healings, we will be guiding you energetically. Presence will be using the amazing transmission of her singing voice, which you will experience later. I highly recommend it. We'll be using mantras and prayers, guidance, all the forms of energetic support that can be brought in to elicit deep transformation on a cellular level. And the main thing that these group healings do is they shift your vibrational frequency. So we actually have the capacity to upgrade your energy system. And more than just releasing blockages, it's like you actually expand to the next or the highest available level of function that you have access to. And at that vibration, certain lower vibrations can actually no longer be attracted to you. They can actually no longer come into your space and into your field. So that's why we are creating this series of the group healing, so that you can experience and receive that vibrational up-leveling, which changes what is available to come into your field and changes the kind of physical reality of what you're experiencing. I don't know if you want to say anything else about the group healing's presence.
I mean, I think you pretty much covered it. Aside from using my voice and different healing mantras, I also do energetic work with people, sometimes in silence, sometimes I'll speak. It's really a beautiful thing to treat yourself to. I did want to speak to the particularly the Lotus World Mantra, because I think that was one of the questions, is that correct?
We'll get to the Lotus Mantra in a second, yes, as we go through the what we're offering.
Okay, yes.
So that's a moment later, yeah.
But I think that's beautifully articulated, so I don't feel that I need to add anything.
And so maybe you could speak a little bit about the healing mantras and the blessing prayers that you'll be doing for the 28 days of distance healing. And then I'll speak to what I'll be adding to that.
Yeah. I participate in, because I've had a number of empowerments to do certain practices, which mantras are a part of. But I also started doing blessing prayers a number of years ago, basically for people I loved, you know, for my friends and soul family and family, mainly in support of them, because I'm not really the best at keeping in touch with people. Somehow it's something I'm just not always great at least not as far as writing always or calling always or texting always. I can get quite busy with my life and with service in the world. And so one way that I would kind of keep in touch and keep tabs with people is by doing these blessing prayers. And I kept it a secret for a long, long time, and then for a number of reasons, it was revealed what I was doing to somebody, and they noticed their name written on a card, and they asked me about it, because it seemed like a voodoo thing, and they were like, what is this? And I said, oh, and then I explained what I was doing, and they asked me some questions, and it turned out that some of the times that I had, that I actually remembered some of the times that I had focused on them when they were going through some very challenging times. And they said, you know, that's really interesting because I actually felt that. There was numerous times where I either dreamt or had this visual. Sometimes you came to mind, but sometimes I would just feel like somebody, and he used the word some angel, there was an angel looking over my shoulder, or somebody was holding me, and something lifted and something shifted, and or healing occurred that I wasn't expecting, or some grace happened and I was not expecting it. And he believed that was something that I had, that was because of my doing the blessing prayers, and we kind of tracked some things back, and there seemed to be a correlation. So I was curious, and I checked in with a few other people that I had done it for, where I actually had a timeline, and they also had an experience of very significant shifts or changes, or something that they noticed, or thinking of me, or like a light being, or something that came to them, where they noticed something that that was a significant shift from something they out of the blue they weren't expecting. So I thought, oh, well, I didn't really know that would do much good necessarily. I know I had the intention for it too, but I didn't know it would actually do a whole lot of good. Sometimes I even did it with, you know, world leaders or people that I didn't like. But it was born out of the loving kindness meditation that I practiced regularly for many years. And when I found out that it actually was so effective, I decided to offer it as one of the tools in my tool belt, or one of the services that I offer. And we decided that we would try and offer it for this community.
So beautiful presence. And I have to say, having been on the receiving end of presences and intentions and prayers, it's incredible to witness and incredible to experience that just with the power of intention and prayer, the shifts that presence can facilitate are extraordinary. So yeah, I really highly recommend it. And 28 days of, you know, receiving this type of healing every single day can really bring about amazing change. During the time of the breathing prayers, I'm also going to be offering distance healing, holding your intention, and essentially praying for grace to be with you, the grace to receive the challenges, to accept the challenges that you're facing, and to open into your gifts. And you will have the opportunity to set your intention. So this is not just a random set of prayers. You actually, when you sign up, you actually get to give us a photograph of yourself and the intention that you want us to hold for you, so that this prayer is intentional, it's directive. We're not telling the divine what to do, but we're asking for this or something better, for the grace to hold your evolution in the way that you are sensing it to occur, knowing that if the divine sees something further than that for you, that the divine will bring it. And we trust in that process entirely. So
yeah.
Yes, it's a real gift.
Also in part, what Cheryl will be supporting you in is also to move through, if you are experiencing challenges, so that you can move through them with more ease and grace and greater self-loving, that portal for being kind to yourself can be opened. And the blessing prayers also really assist that process. And I wanted to say, because I heard something, and I don't know if it's from someone in our call, but I heard someone ask, is it okay if it isn't me that I do this for, can I instead of myself? I saw someone asking if they could have a child be someone they know instead of themselves. I would encourage you always to do it for yourself, because anything that you do for yourself automatically gets translated to anyone else that's in your field, and you can pass that along. But certainly you can also put in a photo of someone that you love and care about. We can, and I'm perfectly happy to include them as well, as long as it's not more than one of them.
Beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yeah. And Presence, would you like to speak just briefly about the mantra that you're offering as a bonus? Because this mantra is very healing.
This is a recording that I made of one of our sacred singing songs. I lead sacred singing events where essentially the audience participates in the process. Sometimes we do kirtan, sometimes we do Hebrew prayers, sometimes we do Tibetan mantras, sometimes we do English affirmations. We do all kinds of different ones, but this particular one is I'm very fond of, because one of my missions in life is to bring together paths from different backgrounds and different belief systems and ways of existing. I've studied many different paths. I studied with a Sufi master for many years who's had an extraordinary impact on my life, and so I put together this particular mantra with the intention of bringing together some of the parts of the world that are at odds with each other. So I have a Arabic prayer with a Hebrew prayer. I have a Tibetan mantra with a Hindi mantra. I have an English affirmation. And so there's five different mantras in this particular song. All of them extremely powerful mantras, charged with a lot of grace and healing powers and just really incredible mantra. I will say, ironically, I had a Jewish friend sing with me on this album, and I asked her to provide the Jewish mantra, and she did, but I guess she wasn't a very practicing Jew. I didn't verify the mantra, so the very last word of one of the mantras is actually incorrect, which is why we will be re-recording. We're recording the song, actually adding and embellishing the musical aspects of it more. But I find that it's perfectly fine the way it is, and it still works just fine. And you will have the correct pronunciation that I will share in the call that is for that purpose, so that you'll know how to sing along and use the correct pronunciation. But really, the intention is what matters. And what thing I want to say about this particular meditation mantra is it's great for meditating. I did not intend to record it in 432 hertz, but what's interesting is when we went into the recording studio originally, we went without any instrumentation, and I sang it a cappella into a mic and had then two other voices join me that are in my sacred singing band, and sang it a cappella. And without any rhythm kept to it as well. So my friend, when I told him what I did and asked him to mix it for me, he said, "Are you crazy? You sang it without a click track, without an instrumentation? You're going to be off key. You're not going to be in the right rhythm. None of you are going to be aligned with the song. This is going to be insane. It's going to be really hard to fix. I'm going to spend hours in the studio, but yes, I'll do it. But holy crap." And then he listened to it and he said, "I can't believe this. You guys kept perfect rhythm. You were completely in sync. I could put a click track over what you were singing, and you were in tune." And then I said, "So there's one other question. Would you be willing to put this into 432 hertz? Because that's the frequency of love, and it matches the frequency of the magnetic field of the earth and the earth's heartbeat. And it's very powerful to listen to it in that. And would you be willing to tune it to that?" So he said, "Absolutely." Then he called me back about 20 minutes later and said, "You're not going to believe this." And I said, "What?" He says, "You sang it in 432 hertz." Exactly. Which is apparently not easy to do. So that was an amazing thing. So many of the things, and then we designed the mantra using sacred geometry and programmed it with all kinds of healing, high energy frequencies, using some of the, like I said, some of the most powerful mantras and chants that are known to significantly enhance and elevate our lives and bring out our inner radiance. And we've gotten some incredible feedback, even with that wonderful imperfection in the recording. So I'm thrilled to be able to offer it to you.
That's so beautiful, and I love that you are using different mantras from different teachings, and So like it brings like the energy from each one, which creates even a much more powerful one. So yeah,
and hopefully love that. With the intention as we listen, if we can, when we sing the mantras, if we can visualize, you know, parts of the world that are at odds with each other coming together in peace and unity. And that's why it's called the Lotus One World Meditation Mantra, because the idea is that we are global citizens.
Mm. Right. Mm. Beautiful. And also after that was the first package, and the second one, it includes everything in package A, plus 90 minutes personal healing session with both of you, Presence and Charu. So how do you normally do your personal sessions with your clients?
Yeah, we're able to do the personal healing sessions like this on Instant Teleseminar over the phone. So wherever you are in the world, you can have a healing session, and you can receive a recording afterwards. So that allows you to really deepen in the healing session. And yes, the alchemy that occurs, again, with the vibrational upgrading, with this capacity that we have to kind of dismantle the blockages that are holding you back and really bring you several steps forward on your evolutionary path. The in-person sessions really, or the personal healing sessions really accelerate this growth, because the combination of the gifts that we have, myself and Presence, I've just noticed that the shift that it facilitates in people are so much deeper, because you've got two different energy systems working on you. So we're working in tandem with the physical aspects, the mental aspects, the emotional aspects, the spiritual aspects. We're working with the etheric body. We're working with the causal body. We're working with your ancestors and with your past lives. So this incredible combination enables transformation that really roots in. It's not a superficial transformation. It's not necessarily a feel-good healing, although you often will feel really wonderful, but that it also is a deeply transformational healing session. So for anyone who has committed to their growth, to their evolution, to bringing forth those soul level gifts and really shining as the vibrant bright light that you are, this healing session is pretty unmissable. And if you really just feel inspired by having the healing session itself, we have put together package C, or C is just the personal healing session along with a bonus of the mantra that you can listen to support your healing process.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much, Charu, and also Presence, for these really, really powerful programs. Very grateful to you, and also I feel very, very excited that we are offering them to our audience, and they are a gift for us to be able to clear our field and be able to embody our own power as we are going through the different maybe challenges that we're experiencing in our life, and where we can bring our own light through maybe the different dark parts that we can experience. Really, thank you so much, and yeah, thank you also for being available, because there are the four live group healing sessions with both of you, and also the 90-minute sessions session. And thank you also for including the beautiful mantra meditation Presence. And yeah, so very grateful to both of you. And everyone, I highly recommend working with Presence and Charu, and feel so honored to be able to share their work with you. So I really invite you to take advantage of one of their packages and work with them to go even deeper in your evolution and like we talked about your soul contract evolution. So again, you can find the packages on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/charusila. yourdivineuniqueness.com/charusila. CHARUSILA. Or you can click into on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Beautiful. So yeah, we have 15 minutes left. We have time to take one question, or we go directly to the group process, maybe.
Yeah, we could take a quick question and then we'll go, maybe we'll go do a quick question and then we'll start the group process maybe immediately after that with presence singing to all of you before we dive into a little guided healing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, first, Britt said, thank you so much for your insights and beautiful guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Britt. And Sue from Boston, hello and thank you for this program. I have been going through a deeply felt transition for the past 5 years or so and can see and feel my progress, but feel like there is something holding me back from stepping into myself. Is there anything you can tell me that will point me into in the right direction? Thank you and blessing.
Okay, let me just take a little look at your energy system, Sue. Okay, so the turning of attention that we spoke about earlier is crucial for you in this process. So what my sense is the tendency towards self-negation or self-judgment or a feeling that you're not growing fast enough or good enough, this kind of background internal dialogue looks to be the bungee rope. So you expand, you grow, but it kind of pulls you back a little bit each time you take a step because you're putting a lot of pressure or expectation on yourself. So my deep recommendation to you is to take time every day. And actually this is probably true for just about everybody on this call can benefit from this practice, to take time every day to bring one or both hands onto your heart and offer sincere appreciation to yourself for your growth, for the way that you are engaging with life. Celebrate yourself. Find something every day to appreciate yourself for, to applaud yourself for. So instead of saying, oh, I grew 1 inch, but I wanted to grow 5 inches. You want to say, I grew 1 inch, and 1 inch is better than no inches. So it's really in how we perceive and the expectations we put upon ourselves. The reality is that spiritual growth in general takes time and focused attention. It's not meant to happen overnight because it wants to be embodied so deeply into your cells that it carries with you even through the death and rebirth cycle. If it's superficial, it kind of leaves with your body. So trust the depth of the process, trust the time that it takes, and do everything in your power to appreciate and celebrate yourself every day. And you can start that with putting your hands on the heart and saying to yourself, I love you, thank you, I appreciate you, thank you for being courageous. And this type of gentle dialogue with yourself can really shift the resistance.
I was tuning into you and I was feeling immediately your throat made me want to cough. If there was something that you want to express or have not expressed, that it's taking to be vocalized or shared. And what I got is maybe looking into some vocal exercises or classes or instructions, but something that's more connected with connecting with your sense of voice and
Sorry, presence, we can't hear you very well.
Will you open the throat chakra? Oh, you can't hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, just presence, one question, if possible.
Yeah.
On your laptop, are you plugging it to a charger? Sometimes it's the charger which causes the sound and
yeah,
on the background.
It is plugged in.
If it has enough battery charge, can you unplug it?
Oh,
just try.
Is that better?
No, it's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's better. No.
What's better now?
a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead.
Let me. Should I call back in? See if that helps.
Yeah, if possible. Yeah.
Okay.
That would be helpful.
I'll do that. It won't take me but a moment.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe while she's calling back in, we'll start the group process
okay.
together.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
We'll do presence is singing at the end to sing you into a lullaby rather than starting the group process with it. So let's take a moment, everybody. I'm going to invite you, wherever you're sitting, just do 2 or 3 shoulder rolls. Bringing the shoulders forward and opening them backwards, just giving your heart a little space to open. And if you want to, you can interlock the fingers and reach up above the head, just opening the chest and the heart. We've received a lot of beautiful insight and information, and now we want to take all of that into the body so that you can feel deeply what is present for you and what your leading edge of evolution is, what your next steps are. Ooh, so breathing into your heart, you can put one or both hands over the heart and have the feeling of connecting with yourself, this precious connection. This precious being that you are. And as you're connecting with your heart, give your heart permission to open and to remember your soul agreement, your soul contract, to remember exactly what it is that you came here for. And ask your heart and your soul to align you with your soul contract, to align you with what it is that your being is truly asking for at this time, in this experience of life. Trusting what comes, trusting this healing field that we are creating for you. Trusting the safe environment where all of the light workers and gifted beings who are gathering here are connecting with their own unique soul contract, and this inspires and informs your capacity to connect with yours. It is safe. This is your tribe. These are your people. These are the beings that know you and see you and respect you at a soul level. So give yourself that full, open-hearted permission. And as you do so, perhaps presence will sing to your soul, calling it back into alignment with your soul contract.
I am remembering who I am. I am remembering who I am.
That calling to your soul. And feel what it is like to be surrounded by beings who are remembering, who are trusting this process of growth and evolution, and the incredible power that is available when we come together, when we support each other, when we grow together and validate each other. When if your soul knows that this is important for you, this remembering, then please come and journey with us. Allow us and your community here to support you so that you can step into supporting the beings that you are meant to be assisting and guiding and loving. And then allow your awareness gently close back in, very tenderly coming back to yourself, allowing the expansion and the remembering to stay with you, but creating a safe space for yourself to ground into as you receive all of the gifts from this call and this community, and this amazing offering that Monsef has created for us. Oh. Namanta, are you there? We've lost you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're there. There you are. I got you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that was so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Charu, for the process and the guidance and presence for the singing. That was so, I don't know how to describe it. Like, your voice is so beautiful and really, it's angelic voice. Like, we feel the vibration within our body and really bring us back to this present moment and help us to connect with who we are. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was a wonderful experience. Everyone, if you want to share with us your experience, you can just write it on the webcast page, and I will share it later with Presence and Charu. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you again, Charu and Presence, for the time that you spent with us, for the wonderful guidance. That was really amazing. I really loved the call. I loved everything you shared from our discussion and the guidance you gave to the audience and group process, and also the packages that you are offering. Really, thank you so much. Very grateful to you. And again, thank you for everything.
Thank you. It's such an inspiration to be here with you. And yes, I'm so, so grateful for what you've created. And I can just feel vibrationally from the beings that are here with us on this call that you have gathered a really special group of people. So I just want to extend a really heartfelt thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in and being with us. It's such a delight and a pleasure to feel you and to feel your commitment and dedication and willingness to face difficulties in order to transform and evolve. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, I felt a lot of love and appreciation of the lot of you. I really sense some just gorgeous hearts in your audience. So I'm grateful to you for gathering such high beings. And looking forward to supporting us when you are willing and able to join us in the journey to shine your light brighter and stand taller and sing more and be themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you again to both of you. And you are right about the audience. I really feel so honored to be part of them. And yeah, it's really an honor to be able to serve them because they are really special and they are bringing so much love and light to the world. So yeah, so thank you. Thank you also everyone for contributing to this by your energy, by your presence, by your questions, and also by thank you for sharing your inspiring experiences. What you shared today was very inspiring, and also in the different other calls. So thank you so much everyone for being here. Thank you for co-creating with us this really sacred space and these transformational experiences we are having here on the show. And again, thank you to both of you, Charu and Presence, for everything you shared with us today. That was really a wonderful call. And again, I want to remind everyone that about the where you can find the three packages that Presence and Charu are offering to us. And the page link again is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Charusila. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Charusila. CharuSila. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. And again, thank you so much, everyone. And I'm sending you so much love. And I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye.